Blog Talk Radio. All participants are unmuted. All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves. Muted. Unmuted. Muted. The recording has started.
Praise the Lord, everyone. We bring you greetings from the Prayer News Network Global, where our visionary and founder is the evangelist Annette Bradley. Amen. We praise God, amen, for this day. We thank God for each one of you. Amen. Tonight we gather in his name just to glorify the name of the Lord. We pray that you had a blessed day, that your day has been productive, and that the Lord has strengthened you. Amen. Because his grace is sufficient, giving you his grace, amen, to help you to get through this day. Amen. We thank God for all things. We thank you for coming and joining us tonight at the Prayer News Network Global. I am your co-host, Minister Emmanuel Hoges. Amen. We come tonight to have a good time in the Lord. Amen. Want you to, amen, put everything to a side, everything that's come to distract you, to hinder you, amen, from getting, amen, your breakthrough, your blessing, and causing you not to hear the word of God. Amen. Remove it from you this moment, so that you can be blessed and receive the full benefit, amen, of what it is that God wants to say and do in your life tonight. Amen. We just give God the praise and give God glory. Amen. While you're coming in, we want you to take time to invite, amen, a few people out, amen, to join us tonight on the Prayer News Network. Amen. Invite them to come, amen, and worship the Lord with us tonight. Amen. We thank God for each one that's coming. Thank God for all of our international listeners, those that are calling in from other countries. Amen. We welcome you and we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we welcome you to the Prayer News Network Global as always. You're welcome. Amen. You're welcome. You're welcome. Amen. We thank God for all our Blog Talk Radio listeners. Amen. Same for you. We thank God for each one of you. Thank you for coming to this line faithfully, continuously. Amen. Thank you for your support, your prayers. Thank you for being a part of this Prayer News Network broadcast. Amen. We realize that God, amen, he's reaching all around the world. Amen. We may not be able to see your faces, but one thing about it, you can know that we're here standing on that sure foundation that will never give away. And that foundation is Jesus. We're standing on that rock. Amen. We thank God, amen, for, amen, all of our Facebook listeners, those that are tuning in by way of Facebook. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. We bless you tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We welcome you to the Prayer News Network. We want you to, amen, share this broadcast, this link, amen, with some of your friends, family, coworkers. Amen. Let them know to join you, amen, on the Prayer News Network, amen, right now. Thank God for all of our listeners that are tuning in by way of podcast. Amen. And those that are calling in by way of telephone, conference call, however way you got in, we thank God that you're here in the name of the Lord. And while we're here, we might as well come and do what it is that we come to do. That is to bless the Lord. That is to glorify him and lift him up. For his name is worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, The Lord's name is worthy to be praised. So come on, let's give God the praise. Let's give God the glory tonight for the great things that he has done in our lives and for the things that he's yet, amen, about to do. So we just bless the Lord tonight. Amen. We bring you greetings once again. Amen. Thank God for, amen, my ministry, True Holiness Temple Church of God. Amen. Out of Athens, Georgia, under the leadership of Pastor Mark and Lady Kalisa Hogs. Amen. Our late General Overseer. Amen. Overseer Apostle Samuel W. Hogs. Amen. Our General Overseer and Founder of the ministry. Amen. We bless God. Amen. For each one of our leaders. Thank God for your leaders tonight. Amen. Every last one of your leaders, we give God praise, we give God glory for them, and we salute them and we greet them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Because it had not been for the Lord, none of us would be here today. Amen. But because God and his grace and his infinite wisdom, amen, God, he placed leaders over us to watch for our souls, amen, and to feed us the word of God. That pure, unadulterated gospel, amen, that saved us, that delivered us, that broke, amen, the yokes of bondage on our lives, that broke curses that the devil had placed over us. Amen. It was through the preaching of the word, the gospel of Jesus Christ that saved us. Amen. And this is why we're saved today, because somebody, amen, took time to preach the word of God to us, amen, and teach us. Instruct us in righteousness. Amen. So we are grateful for that. We do glorify God. Amen. We thank God for, amen, the covenant of this line. Amen. Apostle, the late Apostle S.T. James. Amen. To, amen, his companion, Mother James, the S.T. James ministry. Amen. To all of the other presiding bishops. Amen. And overseers that the Lord has ordained. Amen. We thank God for each one of them, those that are yet carrying out the gospel, the work of the Lord, seeing to it that the work of the Lord go on. Amen. Why shall we come down off the wall and the work of the Lord cease? Amen. We got to stay on the wall. We got to keep preaching. We got to keep praying. We got to keep hammering. Amen. And crying against sin. Amen. Isaiah said, cry loud and spare not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet in Zion. Show my people their transgression and the house of Jacob their sin. And this is what we got to do. We got to keep crying out against unrighteousness, against wickedness, amen, against darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen. Because the blood of Jesus is going to prevail. Amen. And never, never will lose its power. Amen. So we thank God for all of our leaders. Amen. We thank God for all of our advisors. Amen. Each and every one of them. Amen. That the Lord has blessed to be a part of this ministry. Amen. For the edifying of the body of Christ. Amen. To help the work of the Lord to continue on. Amen. And to be spread across this nation. Amen. Truly, this world needs Jesus. This nation needs the Lord. Amen. There ever was a time we needed the Lord. God knows we sure do need him now. Amen. Where people are killing as if it's a hobby. They're killing as if it's a game, a contest. Who can kill the most? But thank God for God's grace. He keeps us. He sustains us. He watches out over us. He keeps us covered under the blood of Jesus. Amen. And we're so happy about that tonight. That God, amen, he looks out for his people. He protects us from danger seen and unseen. When we don't even know what's lurking around the corner, God has an all-seeing eye, and he encampes his angels around about them that fear him, amen, and delivers them. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So we just thank God, amen, for Jesus. Thank God for each one of you. As if we're stated, as you're coming into the Prayer News Network Global, amen, we want to welcome you once again. Amen. You're welcome. Amen. To our first time, amen, visitors, those that are tuning in for the first time to the Prayer News Network Global, amen. We thank you for, amen, coming. Amen. We pray that you will be blessed tonight. Pray that, amen, the Lord will do a great work in your life. Whatever it is that you, amen, are looking for tonight, amen, it's all in Jesus. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen. I could tell you about him. But until you try him for yourself, amen, surely you can say the Lord is good. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. So we welcome you to the Prayer News Network. Amen. We pray that you have taken time to invite somebody else to come and join. Amen. You and I tonight on the Prayer News Network. Amen. God has a blessing for each one of us. And God, he knows who he has ordained to be on this line this night. Amen. So whoever's on this line tonight, God intended for you to be here because he has something for you that he wants to give you. Amen. All you have to do is open up your heart and your mind and receive what it is that God has for you this night. Amen. So we just praise God for all things. Amen. Tonight, amen, we will be rebroadcasting, amen, our message for tonight in our speaker. Amen. But just before, amen, we do, amen, we know, amen, we want to sanctify the line. Realize we cannot go to God any old kind of way. We must come to God in true standing. We must come to God in a clear conscience. And, amen. Out of a pure heart. Amen. Out of a pure heart. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Truly, we want to see God tonight. Amen. The only way we can see God is that our hearts got to be pure. Amen. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And this is what we want to happen tonight. We want the blood of Jesus to make us whole again, to restore us, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. And we know that he can do it tonight if you only believe. Amen. So let us go to God in prayer tonight. Amen. We want to, amen, touch God. We want to, amen, ask God, beseech God for mercy. Amen. We want to repent. Amen. Right now in your heart, think about your day. Think about what kind of day you had. Think about how you responded, how you acted. Amen. What were your thoughts? Amen. What was your thought process today? Amen. What, amen, did you allow to enter into your spirit today? Amen. Was it all righteousness, or did the devil try to slip some things in? Amen. It caused you, amen, to not do the things or say the things that were pleasing in the sight of God. And sometimes you don't have to say nothing, but the Bible said the thought of foolishness is sin. Just the very thought of foolishness. Sometimes the devil will try to bring a foolish thought to your mind about somebody or against somebody. Amen. But the Bible says the thought of foolishness is sin. Amen. So we want to just go to God tonight and ask the Lord to cleanse us, to sanctify us and make us whole. Amen. Help us to stay. Help us to do the things that are pleasing and that are right in his sight. Amen. I don't know about you, but I want to be right. When you hear me down here singing, I just want to be right. When you hear me down here testifying, when you hear me preaching, I just want to be right. Amen. In order to do that, we got to ask God to search our heart and to examine us and to help us to see if we be in the faith. Amen. So would you go with me in prayer tonight? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. As we approach the throne of God tonight, as we enter into the inner court, he says, amen, enter into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good, and his mercy endure forever. Heavenly Father, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now. We thank you for another day. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you for your grace, your love, your compassion. We thank you for your son, Jesus, who suffered, bled, and died on that cross. But Father God, he did not stay there. He said, oh, God, on the third day, he said, I will rise again. And he rose with all power in his hand, just as he said he would. And for that, we thank him, Father God, that we serve a risen Savior tonight. We serve a God that is yet alive and well. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank him for the precious blood of Jesus that was shed on the cross, that we may have remission for our sins. You said in your word, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. But, Father God, we thank you because there was shedding of blood. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for the water that even came out of his side. You said out of his side came blood and water. Blood for redemption, water for cleansing. Father God, we thank you for washing us in your blood. We thank you for making us whole. We thank you for sanctifying us, oh God, and cleansing us from the filthiness of the flesh. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you for your keeping power. Father God, because when you brought us out of sin, you kept us. You gave us the power to stay free. You gave us the power to keep our liberty. In the mighty name of Jesus, and for this we're so grateful. And for this we're so, oh God, we are just amazed. Oh God, how you loved us so much, how you care so much about us that you gave your only begotten son, and your son gave his life. In the mighty name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, we praise you, we honor, we glorify you today. We thank you, oh God. Thank you for your shed blood. We thank you today. We thank you for the cross. Father, we're thanking you, oh God, that you died, oh God, and that you rose with all power in your hand. And for this, we give you thanks. For this, we give you praise. For this, we give you glory on tonight. Father, we're asking that you will look upon us now. Look upon each and every one in thy precious name, O God. Father, look upon us tonight. Glory to God, not in judgment, but in your tender mercies, in your loving kindness on tonight. Father, we're asking that you will look upon us now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight that you would have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy as only you can. For you, O God, have mercy on whom you will, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would sanctify us tonight. Father, that you would sanctify us and make us whole on tonight, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight, oh God, that you would do a new thing in us, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. For we have assembled here tonight. We have assembled, oh God, from all over the world. We have assembled today, oh God, in that precious name. Father, here we are, here we stand on tonight, and we're asking that you would have your way in the midst of us. Have your way, glory to God. Have your way on tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you to be glorified tonight. Be glorified in the midst of us. Be glorified, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight. We're asking you to do as you will, oh God, among us now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, glory to God. Glorify yourself. Cause there to be a manifestation on tonight, a notable manifestation on tonight. Look upon the hearts of your people in the name of Jesus. Look upon, oh God, the altar of the hearts of your people. Every petition, every request, oh God, we're asking that you would move, Father, for you are the God that answers by fire. Father, we're asking, glory to God, that our praises unto you, oh God, your prahaya, oh God, that our praises would be pleasing unto you in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you to do it now. We're asking you to do it, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, answer tonight, oh God. Bless tonight. Father, sanctify tonight. Sanctify through and through. Sanctify our mind. Sanctify, oh God, our soul on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, cleanse our spirit on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, do it tonight. Yay, Shalabosa. Father, do it tonight as only you can. And we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Oh God, for these things we do pray in thy precious name, Jesus. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you tonight. Glory to God. We bless you tonight. We bless you tonight. We bless you tonight. Oh God, for what you're going to do, for what you're about to do. Father, that's already in the beginning. We thank you tonight. Thank you for predestination. We're thanking you for preordination on tonight. In thy precious name, oh God, we're thanking you tonight. Oh God, that what concerns us concerns you. And we're thanking you. We're blessing you tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you. Oh God, in thy precious name. Father, we're asking you tonight. Cause moment, an aha moment, oh God, Father, with the word of knowledge, with the word of wisdom on tonight, open the minds of your people. Open the minds, oh God, that your light will shine forth. Open the hearts of your people, oh God, in thy precious name, oh Father. We thank you tonight. We're asking you, oh glory to God. We're asking you, oh God, to move upon our speaker now. Move upon the woman of God. Father, move as only you can. Move, glory to God. We're asking that you would breathe upon her. Breathe upon her afresh. In the name of Jesus, breathe, oh God, upon her ministry. Breathe, glory to God, upon Nalamahaya, oh God, upon the line, oh God, which she oversees. On tonight, we're asking you to do a new thing. We're asking you to do a new thing in the midst of us. Do a new thing, oh glory to God. Blow our minds, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, for this we give you thanks. Father, for this we give you praise. Father, for this we give you glory. And we're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you for overcoming power. Father, for we're not defeated, oh God, but greater art thou that are within us than he that is in the world. And Father, we thank you tonight. Thank you for your precious promises. Thank you for your precious promises in the press higher. Thank you for your precious promises unto us. Oh God, and not one jot or one tittle of your word shall fail. And we're thanking you tonight. Take your glory to God, Father, that you're with us always. You'll never leave us nor forsake us. And for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. For this we give you honor. For this we give you glory. For this we do give you the honor tonight. Father, we said be glorified. Be glorified in the north, the south, the east, and the west. Be glorified, oh God, and for this we thank you. We thank you tonight. Thank you for causing your glory to be revealed in the midst of us. We're thanking you tonight for healing bodies. Thank you for restoring of the soul. We're thanking you tonight, oh God, for the reviving of the spirit. We thank you, hey God, that nothing is done through strife of vainglory, oh God, but according to your divine will, according to your divine way, Father, for in you we live and move and have our being. Father, we give you thanks. Father, we give you praise in thy precious name, oh God. We're asking you, oh God, to touch someone tonight. Touch where we've not been touched. Take us, oh God, to that place that you would desire. Oh God, in the green pastures. Oh Father, lead, guide, and direct us, oh God, that place that you would have us to be. And Father, for this we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory tonight. Hey, Master, we glorify you. Oh God, if we had 10,000 tongues, it wouldn't be enough to give you praise. But Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for what you've done. Father, again, we thank you for the manifestation of what you're about. Oh God, again we said be glorified in the midst of us. Be glorified. Let us not leave this line the same. Let us not leave, oh God, this assembly in the same way that we came. And Father, for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. For this we give you all of the glory. Master, we give you all of the glory. Oh God, but it's due. All is due unto you. We bless you. We thank you now in thy precious name, Jesus. Hey, God, every heart tonight, say amen, amen, amen. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Thank God for the prayer. Amen. Coming through Evangelist Bradley. Thank God knowing that we have the victory. Amen. Through Jesus. Amen. No weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. Amen. God, amen, is always going to come out on the top. Amen. So we bless God tonight to give God glory. Amen. The Lord is so good to us. Amen. We are excited tonight about what the Lord, amen, is about to do in this hour. Amen. People of God, just prepare your hearts and your minds to receive. Open up, amen, to the Lord tonight to receive. Amen. The song says, let us hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. Let us hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. You better build your hope something eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Now let us hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. Let us hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. You better build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. There is power in his hand, God's unchanging hand. There is power in his hand, God's unchanging hand. You better build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Amen. This is what we got to do. Amen. I had to sing a little portion of that song. It was in my spirit. Amen. Saying, let us hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Because we know there is power in his hand. God has the power to do all things. So why wouldn't you hold to God's hand, knowing that he's able to do all things? Amen. We just bless God tonight. We praise God for the prayer. Amen. Once again, coming through, amen, our visionary founder, Vance Bradley. Amen. And people, God, we pray that we have got our hearts and our minds ready, amen, to receive everything that the Lord, amen, has for us this night. Amen. Just before we, amen, turn it over to the speaker, amen, we, amen, want to see if Sister Mary Holland is on the line for our scripture reading. Amen. Sister Mary Holland, are you on the line for our scripture reading tonight?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. God bless you.
Giving honor to God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Minister Emmanuel Hope, to Evangelist Bradley, to the PNN Advisors, to the PNN Prayer Wars, and to our listeners near and far. To read will be coming from the 35th chapter of Isaiah, the 3rd through the 10th verse. Strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God will recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as in heart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness your waters break out and streams in the desert. And the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. In the habitation of dragons where each lay shall be grass with reeds and rushes. And an highway shall be there and a way, and it shall be called a way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those. The wayfaring men, though food, shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their head. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sight shall flee away. I have read the 35th chapter of Isaiah, the 3rd through the 10th verse. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his holy word.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Mary Hollins. We praise God for the scripture reading. Amen. Thank God for that highway of holiness. Amen. There's no other highway, amen, that's going to get you to heaven but that highway called holiness. Amen. So we thank God, amen, for everything that has been said and done to the Lord, amen, thus far. Amen. People of God, amen, the best is yet to come. That is none other than the word of God. For we know that man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And tonight God has prepared, amen, his vessel, chosen vessel for this night, for this hour, amen, to break, amen, unto us the bread of life, amen, to open up God's word unto us, amen, so that we can hear the word of God and be saved and be delivered. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So God wants you to hear his word tonight so that you and I, we can take hold of faith. Amen. We can be saved and delivered, amen, from everything, amen, that we need saving and deliverance from. So tonight we have a woman of God, amen. She's, amen, evangelist. Amen. She's a field evangelist. She loves, amen, working for the Lord. She loves doing street ministry. Amen. She gets out into the street. Amen. She preaches the word of God to the lost souls of men. Amen. Those that are dying without God on their side. She has a burden for the souls. Amen. Her, amen. That's her, amen. Her calling is to preach hope. Amen, to the lost souls of men. Amen, she does have a, amen, a radio ministry as well, a prayer line ministry. Amen, that she hosts every Wednesday, and it's called the Hope Ministry. Amen, and she's offering hope, amen, to the world, to the nation. Amen, to everyone that is in need of hope from the Lord. Amen, so we thank God tonight for this woman of God coming. Amen to us, amen, to share, amen, with us the word of God. Amen, she's, amen, she comes out of my ministry, amen, and amen, from Camden, New Jersey. We introduce, amen, to you this hour, this time, and this moment, none other than our own speaker for tonight, in the person of Evangelist Martha Collapress from Camden, New Jersey, out of Christian Temple Assembly Church of God, Incorporated. The next voice you will hear will be none other than our speaker for tonight, Evangelist Martha. God bless you, woman of God. Let's pray for her. Amen. Let's pray that the word of God may have free course. God bless you, woman of God. Thank you, Lord.
He deserves all the praise. He deserves all the glory. He deserves all the hallelujah. Oh, Lord, and I thank God for on tonight. Truly, he's good and worthy of every praise. And we give honor to God, to my pastor, Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr., who is the president of our organization, to the late Pastor Marshall, Mother Tyler, to the visionary evangelist Annette Bradley, who has been laboring with this phenomenal work of God, how that is just, it amazes me. And I thank God for her on tonight, to all of the host evangelists, Emmanuel Hogue, Minister Emmanuel Hogue, and Evangelist Bonds. And truly, I thank God for this opportunity to bring forth the word of God. And I just thank God because he's good and he's worthy of every praise. Before I go into the word, I'm going to have a short word of prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you on tonight. Oh, Lord, we thank you for keeping us alive. We thank you for your love and your mercy. Oh, Lord, and we thank you, God, because you're good and you're worthy of every praise. Look upon us tonight. Send your word. Send your anointing. Speak through me, Lord. Give me the words to say. Let your word go out and touch somebody's heart, somebody's mind. Give somebody a change of heart. Oh, Lord, to turn to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let somebody say, what must I do to be saved? We thank you tonight, Lord, and we give glory and honor to thy name, and not unto us, O God, but unto you, Lord. Oh, Lord, and we thank you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. And without further ado, would you please turn with me to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter, beginning at the 1st verse. St. Matthew, the 5th chapter, beginning at the 1st verse. And the word of God reads, and seeing the multitude, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you, treat you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Hallelujah. If I would just leave one word as my thought, blessed. Blessed. One word, just one word. I believe this is Jesus, how that these are called the Beatitudes, that Jesus spoke to his disciples. He spoke these words to his disciples while he was on the mountain. And this is, you know, this was called his Sermon on the Mount. And he's speaking these words to his disciples today, which are the people of God. It's the word that says, and he opened his mouth and taught them. See, we need to be taught sometimes. We don't know it all. We need the Lord to teach us. And when we think we know, there's still more we need to learn from the Lord. So he began to teach his disciples. It was necessary for him to teach them because he was not going to be with them always in the natural. So the third verse says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. I believe when you're poor in spirit, you see your need for God. You're not proud and lifted up. In these days and times, so many people don't see their need for God. They feel like they can get things on their own. They feel like they can be their own person. But let me tell you, you need God in a day and time like this. How that Jesus began to say, blessed are the poor in spirit. How that when you're poor in spirit, you see your need for God. You see that you need the Lord to move in your life. You see that you need God to change your life all the way around. How that David began to say in Psalms 34:6. And you got to remember that once David was a wealthy man, how that he began to say the word God says in Psalms 34:6. It began to read as follows. It says, this poor man cried. How that David was referring to himself. He referred to himself as a poor man. How that he began to say, this poor man cried. I believe David needed the Lord. He needed the Lord to come to his rescue. How that he was running for his life. He was running away from that evil. And he began to say, this poor man cried. It doesn't hurt to cry sometimes. Sometimes you just need to cry out unto the Lord. If you cry out, he will hear your prayer. David began to say, this poor man cried. And the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. When you get in trouble, call on the Lord. Cry out unto him. Cry out and he will hear your humble cry. How that David realized that he needed the Lord. In Psalm 40:17, the word of God says, let me get it here. Psalm 40:17. So David began to say, but I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Hallelujah. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Make no tarrying, oh my God. David realized he was poor and needy, and he began to cry out unto the Lord. He said, yes, the Lord thinketh upon me. See, when you break up that heart, when you go before God and cry, oh my God, whatever your need is, if you break up your heart and go to God in secret prayer, cry out unto him. The tears roll down. Oh, Lord, let that heart be broken up. How that God, he will hear you. A broken and a contrite spirit, God will in no wise despise. But see, you got to break up that heart. You got to humble down and not be proud and lift it up. When you see your need for the Lord, you got to cry out unto him. Let that heart cry. How that the Lord, he will hear your cry. So blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. You'll have an inheritance when you see your need for the Lord. When you go before God, it says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. You may be poor in spirit now, but you will have the kingdom of heaven. The fourth verse says, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. I believe this, I realize to mourn. Sometimes people mourn because of the death of a loved one or someone that was dear. But this goes a little bit deeper. Hallelujah. How that when you're mourning within yourself, you're mourning because of your sin. You're mourning because of your transgressions. More people need to mourn. They need to see their need for the Lord. They need to cry out. And God, he will hear their cry. It says, blessed are the meek, for they, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. The meek are the needy. You're desperately poor. You're humble and gentle. How that is that blessing. There's nothing wrong with being meek. Sometimes people may try to run over you. Because you're meek in spirit. But be meek anyhow. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. How that all the earth will be yours. It says, blessed are the meek. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Not maybe and not might. If you thirst after righteousness, you're going to be filled. If you just come to the Lord, maybe you don't know how to give your life to the Lord. Just come to him and pray and cry out like David did. Hallelujah. If you want to truly be saved, just come to the Lord. If you're thirsty tonight, if you're just yearning to know the Lord, well, here's your answer. You just come to the Lord just as you are, wherever you may be. It says, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. The Lord knows how to fill you more than these natural things, more than these foods, more than what this world can offer. Just hunger and thirst after righteousness. And the word of God says that you shall be filled. Hallelujah. One day when we were seeking the Lord, we was earnest. I know I was. I wanted to be saved. I wanted the Holy Ghost. I would fast and pray. I would come before the Lord crying unto the Lord. Lord, save me, Lord. I came unto him just as I was. And I begin to give up the world and everything that's in it. I just threw myself on the Lord's mercy. I cried and I prayed. I was thirsting after righteousness. And let me tell you, the Lord filled me. He came in and gave me the Holy Ghost. So if you're thirsty tonight, come unto the Lord just as you are. Cry out like David did. Say, Lord, I'm poor and needy. How that the Lord will fill your cup. He'll fill you with his Holy Ghost. If you just humble down and be meek, the Lord, he'll fill you with his precious gift. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. You know God is a merciful God. How that if you're merciful unto others, If you forgive others, God will forgive you. But if you don't forgive others, God, he won't forgive you. Blessed are the merciful. How that the Lord is merciful unto us. He gives us chance after chance to get it right. He's a merciful God. He's a good God. Evangelist Brown, he mentioned the verse. God is faithful. He's full of compassion. His compassion is new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Every morning, God gives us new mercy. Hallelujah. God is a compassionate God. He gives us chance after chance. But now is the time to come unto the Lord. He's a merciful God. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Their heart has to be pure. You can't have anything in your heart against anyone. Their heart has to be pure. David began to say in Psalm 51 and 10, it says he began to say, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Their heart has to be clean. You can't hide nothing in your heart. The Lord sees what's in your heart. I often pray, Lord, search the inner chambers of my heart, those deep, dark spaces where no one can see but you, Lord. Search my heart. Try my reins. See if there be any wicked ways in me. Sometimes we know we have ways that are not like the Lord. We got to pray and get it out. Why we got a chance, and there may be something in there that we're not aware of it. We got to pray about that, too. Our hearts have to be pure. Our minds have to be pure. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. How that you want to have peace. How that you don't want to stir up confusion. You don't want to stir up ism and schism. You don't want to stir up spite, but you are a peacemaker. Jesus began to say, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. You want to keep the peace. Hebrews 12:14 says, how that he began to say, follow peace with all men and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. We got to follow after peace. We got to do that which will bring about peace and not confusion. You know, some people are troublemakers, and they want to be a troublemaker. But how that they won't see God, and they won't be called the children of God. But we know that God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. So you got to be a peacemaker, they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. You know, people are going to revile you. People are going to criticize you. People are going to persecute you. People are going to talk about you and cast your name out as evil. People are going to talk about you. Oh, Lord. But the word of God says, blessed are they which are persecuted. They persecuted Jesus, a man that did no wrong, but yet they persecuted him. So Jesus is saying, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. They're going to call you a holy roller. They're going to call you names and say it doesn't take all of that. Look at her or look at him. But how that... Jesus is saying for theirs, that you have the kingdom of heaven. If you're persecuted for righteousness' sake, yours is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Hallelujah. How that they're going to revile you. They're going to cast out your name as evil. They're going to criticize you in an abusive way. They're going to abuse you. They're going to persecute you. But Jesus began to say, you're blessed, when men shall revile you, when men shall persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely, you're blessed, blessed are ye, hallelujah, you're blessed in the city, you're blessed in the field, don't worry about it, the Lord will take up the fight, the Lord will take up the battle, you don't have to try to fight your own battle, you don't have to fuss no one out, but let the Lord take care of them. You are blessed when men shall revile you, when they shall abuse you and cast your name out as evil. You're blessed. The 12th verse, rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Jesus is telling you to rejoice. It may not seem a happy thing at the time, but rejoice anyway. It may not feel good. It may not look good. It may not seem good at the time. But Jesus is saying rejoice and be exceeding glad. Not just glad, but exceeding glad. For great is your reward in heaven. You got a greater reward than this world can give. You got a reward in heaven. Oh, Lord, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. You're not the only one that was persecuted. You're not the only one that was criticized. You know they criticized Jesus. Jesus, he healed the sick. He raised the dead, and they begin to rail on him. Said he's doing that through Beelzebub. Oh, Lord, and Beelzebub was the devil. How could you say such a thing, that Jesus was healing through the devil? See, people don't care what they say. So if they persecuted Jesus, if they reviled him, they're going to do the same for you and I. Don't think it's strange. Don't bow your head down. Don't walk with your hair hung down. Jesus is saying rejoice and be exceeding glad. You got a greater reward coming if you just hold on and hold out. Endure the persecution. Endure being reviled again. Endure being talked about. You got a greater reward in heaven if you can just hold out. If I can just hold out, you got a greater reward. Jesus has your reward if you just hold on and hold out. How that redemption is coming. Go with me to St. Luke, the 6th chapter, beginning at the 20th verse. It says, and he lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are ye that hunger now, for ye shall be filled. Blessed are ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Hallelujah. Here comes that verse. Rejoice ye in that day. And what? And leap for joy. Hallelujah. Wherever you are to leap for joy. Hallelujah. Rejoice ye in that day. And leap for joy. For behold, your reward is great in heaven. You got a great reward waiting on you. If you endure the persecution, if you endure being lied on, if you endure being reproached, if you endure the criticism and the ridicule, Jesus said, rejoice in that day and leap for joy. Behold, your reward is great in heaven. For in the like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. He's telling us to rejoice and leap for joy. You may say, Sister Mother, I don't feel like leaping. I victory, Lord, because your reward is great in heaven. He knows how you feel. He knows the issue that you face. Truly do it. How that leap for joy, how that is calmly for the saints to praise the Lord. It's calmly Psalm 33:1. It's calmly the word of God says, rejoice in the Lord. Oh, ye righteous, for praise is calmly for the upright. Hallelujah, the word calmly, it means pleasant to look at. It means it's a beautiful thing. Sometimes we say that's a beautiful thing. However, when the saints praise the Lord, it's calmly for the upright. It's a wonderful thing to see the saints praising God after all you've been through, after all you've through. It's a beautiful thing to praise God. You don't have to feel ashamed. Oh, no, you can praise God. Praise him in the morning. Praise him in the new day. Just give God some praise. Truly, he's worthy. Psalm 149, praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song and his praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the temple and heart. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishment upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. This honor have also his saints. Praise ye the Lord. How that the song saith the robin to say thank you. You can do it too. Well, Psalms 148, how that I won't read the whole song, but it says, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him all his angels. Praise ye him all his hosts. The sun and the moon praise the Lord. Hallelujah, the stars of light. Oh, my God, the heavens of heavens. The waters that be above the heavens, they praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The dragons and all beasts, fire and hail, snow and vapors, stormy winds fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, the beasts and cattle, they praise the Lord. You can go forth in the dance, the young and the old can go forth together in praising God. His name is worthy of every praise. Somebody said praise him in the middle of the battle. If you're in a fiery storm, you can just praise God right in the middle of it. And I got news for you. How that in the word of God, how that 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter, oh my God, it's the 20th and 21st verse, how that Jehoshaphat and his army was on the way to the battle against the Moabites and the Ammonites. But you know what they did? The 20th verse says, and they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord and that's your praise, the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army and to say praise the Lord for his mercy endures forever. And when they began to sing and to praise, what did God do? God gave them the victory. It says that when they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. They began to praise God on their way to the battle. Hallelujah, there's nothing wrong when you see the battle coming. Just go ahead and praise God. And when you get into the battle, in the middle of it, praise God anyhow. And God will give you the victory. Go ahead and do your victory dance. Praise God in advance. Praise him in faith. Go ahead and praise him. And God will give you the victory. Somebody said your deliverance can come through your praise. Hallelujah. By praising God, shackles will be broken. Chains will be broken. Oh, Lord Jesus, how that God will give you the victory. How that anointing, how that the yoke is destroyed because of the anointing. Just go ahead and praise God right in the middle of the battle. Praise him before you get to the battle. Praise him when the battle is over. Do your victory dance. No matter how you're persecuted, no matter how they cast your name out as evil, give God the praise. You're blessed. You have a great reward in heaven. All the people of God, praise the Lord. Give his name glory. Give his name praise and honor. Like I said, it may not look good at the time. It may not feel good, but praise God anyhow. For great is your reward in heaven. You're blessed. You're blessed. You're blessed. You're blessed. Blessed are ye. You're blessed. That's what Jesus said. You're blessed. So hold on. Lift your head up. Oh, Lord, don't go around with your head hung down. But lift your head up. Burn up your loins and give God some praise. Praise him out of the depths of your heart and see, won't God work it out? See, won't you feel better? See, won't God work the situation out? Because God, he'll give you the victory, and he wants to give you the victory. Truly blessed. If we keep the word of God and do what God said do, how that we're blessed. The people of God, you are blessed. And for those of you that don't know the Lord, you ought to try him. You ought to see that you're poor and needy, and you need a Savior. You ought to come to Jesus. Come while there's still time. Come to the Lord. Come to the fountain that will never run dry. You can plunge into it. Take your burden to the Lord. Cry out unto him and see, won't he fix it for you. He knows what to do. He knows how to do it. And he knows when to do it. Come unto the Lord. Let your hearts be blessed from the word of God. Through the people of God everywhere, you're blessed. Like the word of God says in St. Matthew, the 5th chapter, and by you knowing that you're blessed, you ought to rejoice and leap for joy. For great is your reward in heaven. May your hearts be blessed. Service is back into the hands of Minister Emmanuel.
Amen. Can we say praise the Lord? Amen. Can we say thank God for his word? Can we say thank God for his word again? Amen. We thank God for the word of God. Amen. Tonight, letting us know that we're blessed. Jesus began to teach his disciples the Beatitude, letting us know blessed is he. Amen. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. And tonight we are blessed. Amen. Just look around you and see how blessed you are. See how good God's been to you. Amen. Like you begin to say, amen. Go ahead and do your victory dance. Go ahead and shout. Shout in advance. No matter what it looked like, no matter what it seemed like, God has blessed us to be overcomers. So we praise God tonight for that beautiful message. Amen. We know you have gained something, amen, out of the word of God tonight. Amen. Maybe there's somebody on the line tonight. You heard the word of God. Like she said, if you're not saved, amen, it's time to try Jesus. It's time to give your life over to the Lord. Amen. So you could be on that blessed winning team. Amen. Songwriter says, come on over on the Lord's side. Amen. Who's on the Lord's side? Stand up tonight. Amen. If you're on the Lord's side. Amen. So tonight, amen, after hearing the word of God, maybe there's somebody that wants to accept prayer. Amen. If you want to accept prayer tonight, you want to be saved. Amen. You want to be set free, delivered. Amen. You can come on over to the broadcast side tonight. Amen. You can push *6. We will pray with you, lead you to Christ, and you can follow Jesus. Is there one tonight at this time? Glory be to God. Amen. Tonight, is there any special prayer request tonight? Amen. Do we have any special prayer request tonight? Glory be to God. Amen. Well, no special prayer request tonight.
Praise
the
Lord.
Praise
the Lord. I thank God for that wonderful word on tonight. I always love to apply it to myself. But I'm requesting prayer. My neighbor came over and asked me, will I pray for their niece, Kayla Watley. She's 23 and she went in heart failure. Heart is not working but 15%, but I know God is able to raise it back up. And, yeah, she's in bad shape. So we're requesting prayer for Kayla Watley. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Missionary Fane. Amen. Any other prayer requests tonight? Amen. Any other prayer requests tonight? Amen. Glory be to God. We have heard the prayer request tonight. Amen. People of God, let's lift up this, amen, young lady in prayer, Kayla Wiley. We know God is able. Amen. Like the woman of God said, we got to praise God in the midst of it. In the midst of, amen, circumstances.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. We got to praise the Lord.
Yes. I was calling asking for prayer for my cousin's daughter. She's in her 40s, and she has had some heart problems as well. And I got the word today that the doctors said they can't do any more, and her name is Nikki Pender. So please be praying for her because, you know, God has the last say. So thank you all, and God bless you.
And what's her name, Nikki what?
Pender, Pender, P-E-N-D-E-R.
All right, yes, God bless you. Thank you for the
thank you.
All right, thank you, God. God bless. Amen. Any other prayer requests at this time? Any other prayer requests? Amen. If not, we have heard these prayer requests, amen, that have gone up, amen, tonight. We know that God is able. Amen. There's nothing too hard for God. Amen. I heard somebody say the other night, all he has to do is speak the word. Is that how he chooses to do it? Amen. That's all he got to do is just speak the word, and it shall be done. Amen. There is so much power in the name of Jesus. Amen. Saving power, healing power, delivering power in the name of Jesus. Amen. In these situations, there's nothing that God hasn't seen before. It ain't nothing that God hasn't healed before. Amen. We know that God has more medicine, hallelujah, in the hem of his garment. Hallelujah. Than the doctor have in the medicine cabinet. Amen. He is the great physician. He is that great doctor that never lost a patient. Do you believe it tonight? Glory be to God. Amen. We want to touch and agree in prayer for these, amen, two prayer requests for these souls, amen, that need the Lord's help tonight. Amen. They're standing in need of prayer. Amen. And the only God can do it. He's the only one that can fix it. He's the only one that can turn the situation around. Amen. Never mind what the doctor said. Amen. We respect the doctors, but never mind. What did God say? Who have believed the report of the Lord? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Amen. God wants to show himself mighty. God wants to show himself faithful in the midst of the worst situation. God, amen, wants to be glorified. And he'll show up and show out. Amen. He'll let men know that I am God, and beside me there's no other. Man may say one thing, but God has the final say-so. God's got the final and the last word. Glory be to God. Amen. So will you pray with me tonight? Heavenly Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we come to you once again. Father God, we're as humble as we know how. We're praying, Father God, that you will hear our prayer tonight. Oh, God, we pray, oh, God, that you will move by your spirit. Father God, we thank you for the word, God, that we have heard tonight. Father God, we take hold of faith in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we put our praise garment on tonight. We take off the garment of heaviness, and we put on the garment of praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we got to yet praise in our spirit. In spite of everything that's going on tonight, we still got to yet praise in our soul. We yet will bless you. Nevertheless, at thy word, God. Oh, God, nevertheless, at thy word, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus. Huh? Oh, God, we've done all that we can do. Huh? Oh, God, we've done everything, oh, God. But nevertheless, at thy word, Lord, huh? We're stepping out on your word tonight. Huh? In the mighty name of Jesus. Huh? Oh, God, you are the great physician. You are the great healer tonight. Oh, God, you are God. And beside you, there is no other. Oh, God, you can do the impossible. You can do what man say can't be done. Oh, God, you can turn it around tonight. Oh, God, you did it for Hezekiah. Oh, God, Hezekiah was about to die. Oh, God, but you sent the man of God back. You said, go back and tell Hezekiah. I will add, glory be to God, I will add 15 more years to his life. In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, if you be so kind and so gracious tonight, oh, God, add more years to these souls' life, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? God, if it be your will tonight, huh? Oh, God, we don't want to be selfish, huh? Oh, God, we don't want to be God, huh? But we want to ask you in your name tonight, huh? If it be your will, God, add more years, huh, to their life tonight, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus. God, we know you can tonight. Oh, God, we know you can do it. Oh, God, look on Kayla Wiley tonight. Father God, you know who she is. You know where she's at. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray right now that you will touch this young lady. Oh, God, touch her right now. From the crown of her head down to the sole of your feet. Oh, God, send a fresh wind her way. Send a fresh breath on her, God. Breathe the breath of life into her body tonight. Oh, God, look on that heart tonight. Oh, God, look on it tonight. Oh, God, regulate her heart. In the name of Jesus, cause her heart tonight to line up with the word of God. Cause her heart, oh God, to beat right. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, do it tonight. Rise up tonight. Take up your bed and walk. In the name of Jesus. Silver and gold have we none. But such as we have, we give unto thee. In the name of Jesus. Caleb, pick up your bed and walk. Rise up right now. In the name of Jesus, we command the blessing of God to come over thee and overtake thee. We command tonight, God, that she shall live and not die, to declare the works of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, raise her up tonight, God. You resurrect her, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, put life back in her body. Oh, God, breathe on her tonight. Restore her health, God. You made her, God. You know all about her, Lord. When you made her, you didn't make no mistake. In the name of Jesus, you get the glory tonight. Even out of this situation,
Get the glory tonight, huh? Get the glory tonight, God, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, we know you able, Lord, huh? Oh, God, help her tonight, huh? Oh, God, look on her parents tonight, huh? Oh, Father God, they're not saved, huh? Oh, God, let them find Christ through this situation, huh? Oh, God, you said in your word, huh? Oh, God, they came to Jesus, asked Jesus, huh? Master, who did sin, huh? This man or his parents, huh? Oh, God, and Jesus replied back, huh? Said, neither have sinned, huh? But that the will of God may be made manifest, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, in this situation tonight, huh? Let your glory be revealed, huh? Let your power be made manifest, huh? In the midst of the people tonight, huh? In the midst of the unbelievers, huh? In the midst of the doctors tonight that said they done all they can do, huh? Oh, God, let them see, huh? That they're right. They did do all they can do, huh? But we serve a God, a mighty God that can, huh? We serve a God that can do all things but fail, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? You are the great creator, huh? You created man from the beginning, huh? You created man from the dust of the earth, huh? Oh, God, you breathed into man's nostril, huh? And man became a living soul, huh? Oh, glory. Glory be to God, huh? You went down into that valley of dry bones, huh? You told God, huh? You told, you spoke to the bones, huh? You said, can these bones live, huh? Oh, God, does the bones begin to come together, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, work a miracle tonight, huh? Somebody needs a miracle tonight, huh? We need a miracle tonight, huh? Caleb needs a miracle tonight, huh? Nikki needs a miracle tonight, huh? Miracle worker you are, huh? You are a miracle worker, huh? You are a miracle worker, huh? Work a miracle tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I know you able, Lord. Look on Nikki Pender tonight. Oh, God, you know who this lady is. Oh, God, we pray tonight that you would give her more time. Oh, God, we pray tonight that you would touch her body. Raise her up tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh, God, that you extend mercy unto her. Oh, God, with your loving compassion, huh? Have compassion on her tonight, Lord, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? You know the state that she's in, huh? You know the condition of her body tonight, huh? Touch her tonight, God, huh? You got healing hands, huh? The hands of Jesus, huh? Are healing hands, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Stretch out your hand, huh? Down from heaven, huh? And touch her body tonight, not on, huh? Lay your hand on her, Jesus, huh? Lay your hand on her, Lord, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Cause her body tonight, huh? To line up with the word of God, huh? Regulate her heart, Lord, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Give them a new heart tonight, huh? You specialize in heart failure, huh? You created the heart tonight, huh? You know all about the heart, Lord, huh? You said the heart is deceitful, huh? Above all things, huh? And desperately wicked, huh? You said, who can know it, huh? You said, I, the Lord, huh? I search the heart, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Clarify the heart tonight, huh? Purify the heart, God, huh? The blood that's seeping through the heart, huh? Purify the blood tonight, huh? Call the blood, huh? Call that cleansing blood, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? To make that heart do right, huh? Oh, God, I know you able, Lord, huh? Have mercy on these souls tonight, huh? Look on these two young ladies tonight, huh? Oh, God, be merciful unto them, huh? Be gracious unto them tonight, huh? Pity them. They cry tonight, Lord. Answer their prayer tonight, Lord. Every prayer that's going up tonight, we know that you can answer it. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Lord, do it tonight, huh? For your name's sake, God, huh? Oh, God, we pray tonight, huh? Even for their soul, God, huh? Oh, God, we know, huh? You know if they're saved or not, huh? Father God, if they don't know you, huh? In the pardon of their sins, huh? If they haven't asked, huh? For forgiveness of their sins, huh? If they have not been converted, huh? And sanctified, huh? And filled with the baptism, huh? Of the Holy Ghost, huh? We ask you, oh God, to save their souls. If they're not saved, oh God, save them. In the name of Jesus, don't let them leave. Oh God, without knowing you, don't let them continue another day without inviting you into their heart. In the name of Jesus, lead somebody to them. Oh God, to lead them into the repentant prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I am a sinner, and I repent of all my sins. I do acknowledge my sins. Oh, God, and I only confess them before you tonight. I'm asking you to come into my heart. Be Lord of my life in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, help them to invite you in into their hearts, into their lives, that they may live for you forever, and that they may serve you for the rest of their days. Oh, Jesus, I know you can do it. I know you able, Lord. You that kind of God. You give us all a chance to be saved. You've given us all a chance to repent for the remission of our sins. We don't have to be lost. We don't have to go to hell in the name of Jesus. But we must be born again. We got to be born of the water and born of the Spirit. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, you must be born again in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord. Oh, God, have your way, God. Have your way, God. Look on the altar tonight. Look on the prayer list tonight. Look on the souls of men that are dying without God on their side. Look on our young people, God. Look on this generation, Father. Have mercy on them, God. They seem not to have a conscience. They seem not to have a care or regard for life. But have mercy on them, Father. Save their souls. Oh, God, you step in. You intervene tonight. We need a Holy Ghost intervention. Glory be to God. We need a revival across the land. Send a youth revival that you may save our young people, that you may cause them to put their guns down in the name of Jesus. You said they that live by the sword, they shall also die by it. In the name of Jesus, open up these young people's eyes. Let them see that hell will be their home if they don't turn to Jesus, if they don't give up the world, give up, forsake their ways. In the name of Jesus, have mercy on them. Oh, God, send somebody to the streets to preach Jesus, to preach repentance, to preach sanctification in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, put love where there's hate. Oh, God, so much hate in this world today. But we're asking you, oh, God, to conquer it, overthrow hate tonight, and put love in the hearts of men. Put the love of God in the souls and the spirit of your people tonight in the name of Jesus. I know you able, Lord. Have mercy, Lord, on all the grieving families that are grieving over senseless death. Look on the families tonight that lost their children. Look on the mothers tonight that lost their sons and daughters. Look on all the fathers that lost their children in the name of Jesus. All because of sin. All because of senseless death. Have mercy tonight, God. We stand in the gap for the lost souls of men. We stand in the gap tonight in the name of Jesus. Tear down Satan's kingdom. Tear it down tonight. Father God, build your kingdom. Establish it across the land, all over the earth. In the name of Jesus, destroy the works of the devil. Destroy destroy the works of the devil. Oh, God, save that remnant tonight. You said a remnant shall be saved. Oh, God, save. Save tonight, God. Oh, God, don't let Satan. Don't let Satan overthrow the righteous. Don't let Satan overtake the righteous. But, Lord, you be our deliverer tonight. Lord, you be our strong tower tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, have mercy tonight, Lord. Have mercy on the souls of men, God. Those that are down without them, without you on their side. Those that are listening on the line tonight that know they're not saved but need to be saved. God, humble their hearts to acknowledge and to come to Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, you said, let us not be a hearer of the word only, but let us be a doer of the word. Oh, God, cause them to humble down and to obey your word. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray that you will bless the speaker of the hour. Look on Evangelist Martha Culbreth tonight. Father God, we pray that you will touch her, strengthen her. Oh, God, keep her in your will. Use her for your will and your glory. Get the glory out of her life, God. Bless her home. Bless her family. God, look on her mother tonight. We pray that you will touch her mother's body. We pray that you will strengthen her mother tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, take her through. Oh, God, we know that you are able, Lord. Father God, look on Evangelist Culbreth Ministry. Look on her radio broadcast, God. Oh, God, you give the increase. Oh, God, you send your anointing. Oh, God, send out the virtue, God. Let souls be saved through the prayer line. Let souls be delivered through the word that's going forth across the line. In the mighty name of Jesus, you said you'll be lifted up in the earth. You will draw all men. Father God, we pray that you will draw all men unto you. But after you draw them, we pray that you would change them, save them, and deliver them, and use them for your will and glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, not unto us, not unto us, but unto thy name be glory forever. You be glorified in our lives. Father God, you be edified. And we will continuously to give your name the praise. We'll give you the glory, all that is due unto your name. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we count it done this night. Father God, we expect a miracle because you are a miracle worker. You are the true and the living God, a God that answers by fire. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we thank and we praise you. Oh, God, we praise you in advance. Lord, we count it done for victory, victory through the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Amen tonight. Hallelujah. We just bless the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Come on and praise the Lord with me. Come on and bless the Lord with me tonight. If you know you got the victory, come on and bless the Lord with me tonight. Amen. A woman said, put on your praise, put on your dancing shoes, put on your shouting shoes. Amen. If you know you got it. If you know you got the victory, why not give God the praise? Amen. So we thank God tonight for the prayer. We thank God, amen, for the prayer request. We believe God tonight. In the midst of opposition, in the midst of it, look like the odds are against us. We believe. And one thing about it, God's will is going to be done. Amen. God's will, amen, is going to be done. Amen. Whatever God sees fit to do, amen, God knows what's best. Amen. But we still believe God. Amen. And all the time, God don't do things the way we expect him to do it. Amen. But he does it in his own way. And whatever way he chooses to do it, that's the best way. Amen. We have to accept the will of God. Amen. We have to accept what God allows. Amen. So we thank God tonight for the perfect will of God being done in our lives, being done in earth as it is in heaven. Amen. So we thank God tonight for each one of you. Thank God for the prayer. Thank God for the word of God that's going forth. Amen tonight. Amen. From the woman of God, Evangelist Martha Culbreth. Amen. Out of Camden, New Jersey. Amen. We thank God for the beautiful message. Amen. It was the Lord that sent his word. It's the anointing that destroys every yoke. And tonight, the yoke has been destroyed because God has sent his anointing. Amen. Go your way. Go in peace. Thy faith has made thee whole. Amen. So people of God, amen, we encourage you to get a copy of tonight's broadcast. Get a copy of this message tonight. Let you know that you're blessed. Amen. Sometimes, like she said, it may not feel like it. Sometimes it may not seem like it. But just know you are blessed. Amen. You're still here. You survived, amen, the worst. You survived the pandemic. You survived car accidents. You survived sickness that tried to overtake you. Amen. You're still here. So that means you are blessed. Amen. Millions didn't make it. Hallelujah. But thank God we was one of the ones who did. Amen. I praise God for this day. Amen. Thank God because, amen, God, we're still alive because, amen, of God. Amen. I thank God because, amen, even reminiscing. Amen. So many have gone home to be with the Lord, saved and unsaved. Amen. Those that are saved, amen, God is just calling them home to rest, calling them home to glory. Amen. And those that are not saved, they're leaving here without God on their side. Amen. This world is doing so much killing. I never heard of so much killing in my life. They kill you over anything. They'll kill you over mayonnaise. Amen. A young lady, amen, here in Atlanta, Georgia, amen, lost her life, amen, at work because she put too much mayonnaise on the sandwich. And the man, the customer, got mad and shot her dead. My Lord, my God for Jesus. Amen. People of God, we got to stay under the blood. Amen. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Amen. Whatever you do, don't layman let God's hand go. Amen. Stay with Jesus. Amen. We want to just encourage you tonight. Stay with Jesus. I know you may be going through a lot. I know you may be going through the fire. You may be tested and tried, tribulation, amen, things going wrong in your life, amen, you got bills piled up, amen, don't have enough money to pay your bills, but stay with Jesus because he is a provider. God will provide and God will bring you through. Amen, he brought you through, amen, before. God brought you through before. Why won't he bring you through now? He will if you trust him. Amen. Just take hold of faith and praise him and keep speaking over your life saying, I know God's going to see me through. God's going to get me through this. God will get me through this. I'm going to overcome this situation. I'm going to come out on top. You got to speak life over yourself. Stop speaking, amen, damnation. Stop speaking doubt and speak faith. Knowing, amen, speak faith saying God is going to help me to get through this. And I praise God, he will. Amen. He will get you through. Amen. I praise God, amen, even for this day. Amen. This day holds, amen, a lot of memories for me. Amen. This date holds a lot of memory for me. Amen. Today is the day, the date, amen, that, amen, makes it 5 years, amen, that I lost my father. Amen. Today is the date, amen, that I lost my father. Amen, 5 years ago. But I thank God for the life that he lived. I thank God knowing that he was a man of God. He was a man of faith. He preached faith. He walked faith. And he stood on faith. Amen. He stood on God's word. Amen. And he was a faith believer. He was a faith taker. He wasn't scared to take, amen, to step out on faith and take chances because God assured him that I'll be with you. Amen. So I thank God, amen, even for this day. Amen. And even remembering, amen, when I lost my father on this day today. But you know what? God's grace is sufficient. And his strength is made perfect in weakness. Amen. I thank God because truly I can look back and see that, amen, God has blessed me, amen, to have, amen, a father in my life. Amen, that took the time to teach me, amen, about Jesus, me and my siblings, my family. Amen, he taught all seven of his children,
amen, to fear the Lord, to love the Lord, and to serve him and live for him. Amen and amen. He didn't change over the years and tell us that we didn't have to trust God. But he told us, amen, to his last days of life, he told us that we got to live holy. We got to live holy each and every day. So I just say, amen, wanted to make mention of that. Amen. Honoring him and honoring his legacy, honoring the life that he lived. Amen. He taught us the way of holiness and the way of salvation. And I'm so grateful for that today, because if he had not, I would not have been saved today. I don't believe that I would be saved today. I could have been another statistic. I could have been another young man out in the streets, strung out on the corner, strung out on drugs, amen, selling drugs, amen, or I could have been a statistic where I could have been dead and gone, amen, because of sin, amen. But because of Christ in my life, amen, God prolonged my days, and God let me live on, amen. So we're just so grateful. We're giving honor to God tonight, amen. We must give honor to God. Amen. So we thank God, people, God. Amen. Get a copy of tonight's broadcast. Amen. Listen to the message over again. There was so much said in this message tonight that can help you along the way. Amen. Faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Amen. We're going to give you two numbers that you can text to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast. The first number is area code 912-257-3918. Once again, to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, the first number is 912-257-3918. Please get a copy of this broadcast tonight. And to all of our international listeners, those that are calling in from other countries, you too can get a copy of tonight's broadcast by texting us using WhatsApp. And the number is 678-608-7234. Once again, the number is, to all of our international listeners, amen, for you to get a copy of tonight's broadcast, please text us by using WhatsApp. The number is 678-608-7234. Upon your request, we will see to it that you get a copy of tonight's broadcast, if the Lord shall say the same. Amen. People of God, be encouraged. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory, Selah. Amen. God loves you. God is concerned about you. Everything that concerns you concerns God. And he's willing to do something about it if you cast all your cares upon him, because he cares for you. Amen. This concludes our broadcast for tonight. Amen. We thank you for joining us. Amen. At the Prayer News Network. Amen. Stop by anytime. You're welcome, amen, to this broadcast anytime. We're here 7 days a week. Amen. Lifting up the name of Jesus. Amen. We're here every night at 9 p.m. Amen. Come, be blessed. Bring somebody with you so that they too can be blessed. Amen. If you know somebody that needs to be saved, please compel them to come. Go into the highways and the hedges and compel men to come, that God's house may be filled. God wants to fill his house tonight, his people, with his word. Amen. We love you from the Prayer News Network. From our house to your house, we love you. But God loves you so much better. This concludes our broadcast for tonight. We'll be back on tomorrow night at 9 p.m. if the Lord shall say the same. For you, I am praying. Heavenly Father, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for being the life giver. We thank you for being the savior of the world. We thank you, oh God, for being a perfect God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we humbly thank you
Father God, for this night. We thank you for the fellowship, for every last soul that was gathered on this line, on this broadcast, to hear what thus says the Lord. We thank you for the prayers that is going up, amen, for this prayer line. We thank you for the support from the people, from the listeners. In the mighty name of Jesus, we, Father God, we pray that you will bless their going out, bless their coming in. Bless the fruit of their bodies. Bless their baskets. In the mighty name of Jesus, you give the increase over their lives. Father God, whatever they need, Father God, we pray that you will grant it according to your will and your glory. We know, God, that there's no shortage in you. In the mighty name of Jesus, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and the world they that dwell therein. Father God, you got enough. You're more than enough. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are our sustainer. You are our keeper. Father God, keep us from the storms of life. Oh, God, you are the repairer of the breach. Oh, God, restore and repair tonight them that are broken. Father God, them that are wounded, them that are, oh, God, afflicted. Oh, God, help them to lift up their head. Help them, oh, God, to look to you tonight in the cold, God, to take you at your word. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, strengthen those that remain. Help those to go on in the name of Jesus. Father God, continue to bless us as we depart from this line this night, but never from your presence. As we go to sleep, lie down and go to sleep tonight. We pray that you encamp your angels around about us. Oh, God, cover us, hover over us tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, make death behave. Rebuke death tonight. Don't allow death to overtake us in our sleep. In the mighty name of Jesus, wake us up at that point in time and hour that we may give your name the praise and give your name the glory. We thank you for this night. We thank you for every listener that comes to this broadcast tonight. Father God, don't let them leave off this line the same way they came, in Jesus' name. We believe you, we count it down, we thank you. And for this, we say thank you for all things. We give you praise, we give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. God bless you, people of God. Amen. Once again, we love you. Amen. We're praying for you. Amen. This do conclude our broadcast for tonight. We'll be back on tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Come believe in God. Amen. God has a miracle. Amen for you. Amen. This concludes our broadcast. Amen. We'll see you on tomorrow night if the Lord shall stay the same. Blessings unto you and good night.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.